Who pulled the plug on the band there? Oh, wait, I didn't pay the electricity bill again. But if you want to send any gifts to me, maybe I can pay the electricity bill. That's not important now. Okay, what should we talk about tonight? I've just been laughing at the Chancellor's speech here in the UK. I shouldn't, because obviously I hate the Tories, but he did say some funny things. And I do treasure irreverency above seriousness, above all else. Sorry about that. Okay, let's talk about subliminals. What gossip have you heard whispered? And I'm an expert in whispering. Many people will tell you that. About subliminal suggestions. Most people have heard of hypnosis. Some have heard of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, mentioned elsewhere. But subliminal suggestions are ones they cannot see or hear. The cinema experiment of many years ago where eat popcorn and drink Coca-Cola flashed into the screen for a frame and increased sales may be an urban legend, but similar attempted programming has often been made illegal. I remember I used to go to the cinema with the lads, and I won't name him, but once the Westler's hot dog advert came on, he would immediately say, "I need to buy a hot dog." Sorry if you're listening. Disney movies are often believed to have subliminal images in them. It's hard to tell what might be coincidence, a prank, or more sinister. John Ronson in The Men Who Stare at Goats describes experiments believed to be carried out by agencies such as the US Army with psychotronic and silent weapons. Much psychological warfare is rumoured to have gone on in the Cold War, Operation Desert Storm, and at Guantanamo Bay. A patent is registered for silent sound spread spectrum by Oliver Lowry. This puts human voices into a barely audible frequency in a band above 14,500 hertz. Perhaps this is the sort of thing done to some people who hear voices, or even the general public. If you have Cool Edit Pro or Adobe Audition, you can create this phenomenon yourself, and perhaps rule the world or give yourself superpowers. You can find the script needed for those programs to create the effect at the following address, at least for now. http://www.bwgen.com/yahoofiles/silentsound.zip. There is even an app that shows you suggestions from a selection of self-improvement areas whilst you play games on your phone, and one to put some images and messages into videos yourself. You could even go old school, make a flip pad of something like a stick man moving about, and at the same time put a very simple subliminal message on a few pages here and there and flick through it quickly a few times a day. But shh, all of this is a secret.